Chapter 20. Mom sat down in front of the fireplace. I moved the screen back and tossed on another log. She looked ill, and although she still clutched that picture, she stared at the fire. I put her old green afghan around her shoulders and sat down on the footstool at her feet. We hovered in front of the warmth of the fire, listening to the pop and crackle of the logs. It seemed that every day we were being pulled deeper and deeper into a mystery that became ever more complex. Did the picture have anything to do with Eileen and her attempt to murder me? Did the picture and Eileen and the bushy-haired man have something to do with our land? Was the secret of Mom's birth somehow tied in with all the other things, the gun, the marriage, Eileen's death? Surely somebody could shed some light on this murky business, but that somebody certainly was not me. At last, Mom spoke. She handed me the photograph.
Look closely, Darcy. Try to imagine what this person would look like 60 or 70 years after the picture was taken. Suppose her hair is white and pulled away from her face in a bun. Imagine that square jawline is sagging, the face wrinkled. Try putting a pair of wire-rimmed glasses on her.
I squinted. The girl in the photograph was young and beautiful. How might she look if she were now an old woman, much older than my mother? At last, like an electric shock, the answer came. It's Mom? Could it be one of the Jenkins twins? A slight smile tugged at the corner of her mouth.
I do believe you are right, Darcy. Anyone can see the resemblance to me, but I am sure that it is a picture of one of the Jenkins twins several decades back. I think, Darcy, that you may be looking at a picture of your natural grandmother.
My face felt stiff, and I could hardly speak. Oh, but surely not. Surely I couldn't think of anything to say. Was it possible that my natural grandmother had been right here in our hometown all this time? How could she have kept something like that a secret? Did things like this really happen? As if in answer to my thoughts, Mom said,
We never did see much of the Jenkins family. They live on the other side of town. They go to the Methodist church, not our church. And they hardly get out, real recluses, so I guess it would be possible to live in the same town as my birth mother and never know it. But why did everybody keep me in the dark? Why didn't Mom or Dad tell me?
So, I said slowly, gazing into the dancing flames, so I guess maybe it would be possible. Levi, my small hometown was deceptively calm on the surface, but under its peaceful appearance, secrets swirled like hidden currents in a river. During my growing up years, I was completely unaware that Levi was a town touched by intrigue or dark secrets. How did this picture get out to Jasper Harris's room? Where did it come from? Mom held the photo under the table lamp, her eyes devouring it. I shook my head. If anybody had the picture, it would have been the Jenkins family, or maybe Mama, your Granny Grace. Maybe Miss Georgia or Miss Carolina, whichever one this is, gave it to Mama. I guess, but we've never seen it before. If she gave it to Granny Grace, where would it have been all these years? If Mama didn't want me to know the identity of my birth mother, I imagine she would have hidden it somewhere out of sight, maybe stuck back in something. I thought about Mom's Bible. Inside that book were newspaper clippings, pictures, and a few obituaries. In fact, it was a suitcase of interesting tidbits she had gathered through the years. Or maybe she slid it within the pages of a book that she thought no one would look into. Like her journal? I asked.
My thoughts exactly, Mom said. But would that mean that Jasper was the one who took the journal and the gun from off my table?
She drew a quavery breath.
Oh, Darcy, what a muddle.
All right, let's just assume for a minute that Granny Grace put this picture in her journal for safekeeping. The journal is about 20 or 30 years older than the picture. Maybe she stuck it in there about the time you were born. Mom pulled the afghan tighter around her shoulders.
Could be.
We didn't know about the journal till the day it went missing. While we were talking to Eileen, both the journal and the gun disappeared from your dining table.
That's right.
Then this picture shows up at Pat's house. Yes, I'd say it's a pretty good bet that Jasper is our intruder.
That boy is odd. He has never been a thief, and I'd hate to think that of him, but somehow that picture got to his room.
If he took the journal, it must be at his house yet. And the gun would be there, too. But why?
Mom tossed the Afghan off her shoulders and stood up. Why, indeed? I'm tired of all these questions, Darcy, and I'm ready for some answers. One riddle I'm going to solve right now. We're going to pay the Jenkins sisters a surprise visit.
Okay, that's probably the thing to do, but shouldn't we call them first? Remember, these are old ladies. What if they are so shocked that one or both of them has a heart attack when we come barging in demanding answers?
Rarely had I seen Mom's eyes shoot daggers, but that's what they were doing now.
Oh, I think somebody who could give away her baby probably has a pretty strong constitution. My heart stood the shock of finding my mother's picture, and I imagine I inherited a healthy heart from her, whoever she is.
I grabbed my coat and followed my mother out to my car. Whether the Jenkins ladies were ready for us or not, we were going to take a little drive to the other side of town.